Buddha in a Teacup, Tales of Enlightenment, written and narrated by Todd Walton. Beginning Practice. Joseph, a self-conscious young man with a shaved head, sits at a small table in the darkest corner of the cafe, writing a poem. The first two lines came easily to him. Broken glass, green and brown, a necklace round the tree trunk. Beyond that, he has drawn a blank. He wants to say something poignant and meaningful about the trees that grow up through the sidewalks of the concrete city, but every new line he writes sounds trite. He puts down his pen, rubs his eyes, and decides to have a cup of tea. He prefers coffee to tea, but the three people he admires most, his mentor at the Zen Center, his yoga instructor, his favorite poet, all drink tea, so he is trying to develop the habit. His father, from whom he is estranged, drinks quarts of coffee every day. Stepping to the counter, Joseph smiles at the word Buddha printed in large block letters across the pale blue T-shirt worn by Irene, the young woman who works the morning shift at Café Muse. Irene is a voluptuous brunette, each of her carefully plucked eyebrows pierced with 7 gold rings, her dark brown eyes enormous. The U in Buddha rides atop her right breast, the H atop her left. "Green tea, please," says Joseph, raising his eyes from Irene's breasts to her eyes. "Are you a Buddhist?"
"Sort of," she says with a shrug. "Are you?"
"Absolutely," he replies, his chest swelling with pride. "I've been going to the Zen Center for years." This is not precisely true. Joseph has been going twice a week for 3 months.
"Is that like free?" asks Irene as she prepares his tea. "Can you just go in?"
"We have regular meditation times." Joseph's voice deepens with authority. "I generally go in the evenings, 7 to 9. She hands him a white mug and a small black teapot.
"I'll check it out. That's $2.
"Cool," says Joseph, eager to prolong their conversation. "So where did you get your T-shirt?" "They're my favorite band," she says, turning around to show him the back. The word grooves is written in crimson italics. Irene turns back around and peers down at her breasts. "Buddha Grooves. They're kind of a world-beat reggae with some metal and hip-hop, very danceable."
"Are they Buddhists?" asked Joseph, his tone disdainful.
"Is that like a big deal?" she asks, frowning at him.
"Knowing if someone is a Buddhist or not? I thought Buddha loved everybody no matter what. Wasn't that why he stuck around instead of going off to Nirvana, so he could spread the light?"
She looks deep into Joseph's eyes.
"Isn't Buddhism about becoming more and more open to what actually is, instead of just following some old dogma?"
Hearing these words from her, the blockade between his mind and his heart, an amalgam of fear and sorrow, begins to crumble. About the author. Todd Walton is a fiction writer and musician. His novels include Inside Moves, Forgotten Impulses, Louis and Women, Night Train, and Ruby and Spear. His nonfiction works include Open Body, Creating Your Own Yoga, and The Writer's Path, a guidebook for your creative journey. Todd lives in Mendocino, California. His website is underthetablebooks.com. This is Todd Walton. Thank you for listening.